This is Crappy to Happy, and I am your host, Cass Dunn. I'm a clinical and coaching psychologist, a mindfulness meditation teacher, and of course, author of the Crappy to Happy books. In this show, I bring you conversations with interesting, inspiring, intelligent people who are experts in their field and who have something of value to share that will help you feel less crappy and more happy. Hello and welcome back to Crappy to Happy. Very special episode today because a couple of days ago, let's just say this week, marks the 8-year anniversary of Crappy to Happy. 8 years is a long time to host a podcast, and I could not let this milestone go by without mentioning it. I know that 8 years is not like, 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. Like, it's not one of those, it doesn't feel like one of those significant kind of milestones, but it's still worth mentioning. 2017, this podcast launched. In August, I was on holidays with my family. We were in Disney World, Florida on this day, 8 years ago. All of the first 10 episodes had been recorded with my friend and my co-host at the time, Tiff Hall. Tiff and I had gone into the studio. We had a full schedule of the topics that we wanted to cover in our first series of 10 episodes. We recorded them and they were all scheduled for release on that date when I was out of the country. And I remember being so excited to get the email to say that they had gone live. It was huge. It was a huge moment. So for anybody who has been around since those early days, thank you so much for being here, sticking with me for this long time. I am more determined than ever. Not that I was ever not going to continue, I don't think, but I am certainly more committed than ever to seeing it through to 10 years, because this whole time I've been going, oh, 8 years is not really that special. 10 years, now that's a real milestone. So you can be sure that I will be here for another couple of years so that we can do that one in style. We will celebrate that in a big way. So it did cause me to pause and reflect a little bit, as you do when milestones roll around, to really look back on the past 8 years. And not that I necessarily want to bore you with all of that, because that's sort of my personal reflection. Maybe if you've been around here for a while, you'll have your own reflections on what this podcast has meant for you, or what have been your favorite episodes or guests or moments or whatever in the last 8 years. But it did cause me to think about just the importance of milestones and markers in our lives, and the opportunity that they present to reflect and to take stock and review, I guess, and also to pause and consider maybe what is coming next. Now, interestingly and purely coincidentally, there has also been some big news this week about my former co-host, Tiffany Hall. So if you have not been around since the beginning, allow me to just give you this little recap. My very good friend Tiffany Hall is a celebrity fitness trainer in Australia. She has been running a very successful online fitness program, health and well-being program, workouts, meals, recipes, mindfulness. And I was part of that program from the very beginning. So I was the resident psychologist on that program. I provided meditation scripts. I don't think I actually ever recorded the meditations. I definitely wrote all the scripts for the meditations. I wrote blogs and articles and did Facebook Lives. And really my role was obviously to do with the mental health side of things, but not so much mental health, though it was mental health, but the motivation, the mood, mindfulness, all of that kind of emotional well-being, and the psychology of goal setting and overcoming self-sabotage, things like emotional eating, if that was an issue, things like you know, getting unstuck, dealing with people in your life if they were unsupportive of your goals, you know, how to work with the people around you to get them on board. So that's my role, okay? So Tiff and I started doing these video segments together where we would discuss these issues, big part of the community as well. And I would get messages from people in my DMs and I would get emails from the help desk about people struggling with certain things. And I would answer questions in the community, all to do with the psychology and the emotional well-being side of things. So I did a Facebook Live every week. Mindful Monday, I did every single week for a while in the Facebook community. I see it's all coming back to me. At some stage during one of those Facebook Lives, somebody said, Cass, you should have a podcast. And I said, oh, who would I talk to on a podcast? What would I talk about? And Tiff was there and Tiff said, I'd talk to you on a podcast, Cass. And so we had a little joke that we should have a podcast. And some months later, not that many months to be honest, I got a call out of the blue from Tiff saying, hey Cass, remember how we mentioned that podcast? Do you want to do a podcast together? And what happened was there was a new podcast network launching in Australia, which was Podcast One Australia. It was our Australian version of Podcast One, which was a big network in the USA at the time. And we were invited to pitch a podcast. And so Tiff and I got our heads together and we had to draft out what we would talk about. And essentially it was all the stuff that we were talking about in her program, right? She was about the physical health and workouts and all of that kind of side of things, the physical fitness. And I was the mental fitness. And so we crafted up this series of 10 episodes and we had to take it to a meeting and present it and talk about why our podcast would be so great. And we got it. So the Crappy to Happy podcast was born. So we got into the studio, recorded our first 10 episodes. And the strategy at the time was to do this like Netflix strategy, which was basically 10 episodes that people would listen to and they would binge through them like you binge through a Netflix series, as opposed to a week by week thing. I have since looked at the numbers. Just recently, I've looked at the numbers. Back in 2017, there were 44,000 active podcasts. So active podcasts, the definition of active means at least one episode published in the previous 90 days. So 90 days is a long time. That's not like the previous month or even the previous week. So 44,000 active podcasts. And that was from a total registered podcast index of about 444,000, something like that, 450,000. So 450,000 registered podcasts, like in the index, and 44,000 active. Fast forward to 2025, and there are currently 4.6 million podcasts that are listed in the podcast index. That means, you know, published somewhere. And there are 465,000. So it's about 10%, but across the board, it's sort of 10% of the total listed podcasts, indexed podcasts. 10% have had an episode published in the last 90 days, 465,000. 300,000 have published an episode in the last 30 days, and 208,000 have published an episode in the last 10 days. In the last 3 days, there have been 83,000 podcasts have published an episode, which is double the number of active podcasts there were in 2017. This is my point. This is all my point is. It was a very, very different podcasting environment in 2017. Gosh, it was a different scene. So we released our 10 episodes and they were obviously a huge hit, not just with the people in the community where we were working together in Tiff's community, but also those podcast episodes attracted new people as well. And then I lived in Queensland, Tiff lived in Melbourne. I would fly to Melbourne to record these episodes. We'd sit in a room together for a week and record them. And so it took maybe, I think, 9 or 10 months at least for us to get back into the studio again to record season two. And everybody was saying, can we have some more? Like, when are you coming back? And people listened to these first 10 episodes over and over and over again. They're like, I've listened to them 5 times. Can we have some more? So we recorded another 10 and then we were ready to renew our contract because it was such a success. It was an amazing smash hit success podcast from the word go. And then by the time it got around to us getting back for season three, which is like, I'm talking going on 2 years since we started, because there were such long gaps between us being able to get into the studio together with our schedules to record these episodes. by that stage, Tiff had signed on to this other big project that she was working on. She'd gone off to work with Center, which was Chris Hemsworth's fitness program, and she was just time strapped. She couldn't do it. So she left, and that was decision point. And that was when we could either wrap it up at that point or we could continue. And as you know, I chose to continue. And I started to bring in guests in place of Tiff. And so then I started to be able to reach out and get people who I thought were really interesting and who had expertise that I didn't have that I could talk to on the show. And so that's the way it continued for a long time. From, I think, 2019 to 2022, it was just guests. Apart from a few episodes I did in 2020 around COVID, I did a couple of solo episodes, which were really, really popular. And I started to get really bored with interviewing people, and I started to feel like I'd lost my way. And this is what I mean about reflecting on milestones, using opportunities of milestones and markers to reflect and review, because I realized that when we started this podcast, I was the expert. I was bringing my expertise as a mental health professional to listeners. And when I started bringing guests on, I was no longer the expert. I was an interviewer. I'm not a journalist. And while it was kind of interesting, it really, I mean, selfishly, like what was in that for me? I'm pretty much giving up all of my time. It's a labor of love, a podcast, trust me, pouring so much into this podcast, where really just to platform other people. And so in 2022, that's when I said, I need this to be a mix. I need to get me back in. I need to have the opportunity to talk more about my expertise and offer that back to the listeners again. So that's when we started going one on, one off, a solo and a guest episode. Now in that time, again, just to try to keep this really short, I was asked to do a series for Spotify. They were doing this like your daily well-being series, where you would do these little shortcasts, these little tiny little 5-minute eps, and they would roll out each morning on Spotify. And so we put together the 3 Mindful Minutes series, and I created 50 episodes of 3 Mindful Minutes, and they rolled out on Spotify. You can still listen to them. You can still search 3 Mindful Minutes in Apple or in Spotify. They're all still there. So much positive feedback on those as well. And I have always wanted to get back to producing more of the 3 Mindful Minutes, because those little bite-sized bits of content are just so helpful. I had people tell me that the 3 Mindful Minutes, the daily episodes, got them through some really, really hard times in their life. So that was very gratifying. I also pitched at one point that I wanted to, when I started to really get into imposter syndrome in my work, and that's what I was really passionate about, still am really passionate about, I pitched an idea to do a more of a confidence kind of coaching podcast. And so that was approved, and we started off with a pilot of 8 episodes of The Confidence Coach. Again, very popular. You can search that on Apple or Spotify. And I have never created more episodes of The Confidence Coach, but again, it's something that's still there and that I could potentially pick back up if there was interest. I continued to be with that network, and a really big part of that network family, I guess, for several years, until I moved to the UK. And then after about 12 months in the UK, we went our separate ways. It was just really not practical for me to continue to be with an Australian network while I was over here in the UK. There's so much more that I could say about what I've learned over the past 8 years. But what I was going to say before was, interestingly, I mentioned to Tiff that this was the 8-year anniversary of the podcast. And interestingly, that program that brought us together, TiffXO, was called TiffXO at the time, and now it's rebranded as TXO. But Tiff has just sold that business. She has sold her fitness business to another online fitness company. Won't bore you with the details. If you're in Australia, 28 by Sam Wood, you might have seen the news. 28 by Sam Wood has acquired TXO, and TXO will sort of be subsumed within Sam Wood. So again, just another really significant milestone and end of an era, really. No end of an era for the podcast. We will continue, but a massive, massive milestone for TiffXO, and another big cause for reflection, because hearing that news and knowing that that is where this whole thing started, this podcast started with that program, and Tiff and I working together, and that off the cuff, you know, random comment about we should do a podcast together. And here we are 8 years later, still going with Crappy to Happy. And again, thank you for indulging me with all that little backstory. If you've been around for a while, I hope you appreciated that little walk down memory lane. And here we go, onwards and upwards. We are continuing. So you're with me at least until the 10-year anniversary. And if you're interested in more confidence coach or more 3 mindful minutes, well, you know, hit me up. There's only so many hours in the day and I don't get paid for making the podcast. So if you want to subscribe, didn't mean to turn that into a sales pitch. If you love the podcast, then supporting it with $10 a month would really help me out. And I love making the Beyond Happy episodes as well. I love diving into little audio series for paid subscribers. So that will be a big focus for me too, is just expanding that the what's available inside that paid subscription. But never mind, if you are not up for that, Crappy to Happy is not going anywhere. I'm here. Let's just use this opportunity to talk about milestones and markers and the importance of taking these opportunities for review. It's kind of human nature to mark milestones. We mark anniversaries, we mark birthdays, and positive ones and not so positive ones as well. You know, weddings and divorces, births and deaths. And they mark these points in time where they basically contribute to our personal narrative, like our life story. They give us this opportunity to, not to segment, but, you know, to sort of look at our life in terms of these important periods and milestones. And it's how we sort of make sense of our life, how we sort of create the story of our life is often around these milestones. It's an anniversary for Crappy to Happy. It may not be one for you, but it is helpful for you to think about if you're coming up to an anniversary and how long I've been in this job or how long I've been in this relationship or how long I've lived in this house. Or, you know, each time these dates come around and they mark another rotation of the sun, they don't have to be massively significant, but they can provide a really useful opportunity to pause and to consider what has happened in this preceding. Like, who was I at the time that I started this? Who am I now? How much have I grown? What have I learned? How much have I changed? And we're often so busy looking forward that we don't look back. And so it just can be a helpful reminder or invitation to maybe do a little bit of that looking back and reflecting on how far you have come and what has changed. And also, you know, what is still serving you. When you think about the reasons that you started this thing, are they still relevant? You know, I got to the 8 years of Crappy to Happy, and like I said, more determined than ever to see it through to 10 years and celebrate that milestone. Tiff, in terms of her program, you know, she's had to come to this decision, and I don't know all of her personal reasons for it. We've only had the briefest of conversations about it. I know it's hugely major and emotional for her to let go of full control of her program. But again, it's like for a season, you know, it's like, who was I when I started this? What was my objectives? Where was I at in life? Why did this matter to me? What did I want to achieve when I started this? Is that still relevant? Is that still current? What's changed? Have my values changed? Have my goals changed? Am I just in a different point in my life now? Like, it's really important that we pause and consider, is this still what I want? Is this still where I want to go? Do I need to pivot? Do I need to change something? Is this a bit stale now? Is this still serving the purpose that I had intended it to when it began? Just a useful opportunity. With retrospective reflection, when we look back on anything, we see things that we didn't see at the time necessarily. We can kind of, like I said, take that bigger picture overview of what has happened and what's transpired, and we can see lessons, we can pull out learnings, we can spot patterns, we can see things that we can't necessarily see when we're right in it. I think the other really important thing about milestones is that we do take the time to look back and reflect and learn and all of those things that I just said, because the hedonic treadmill keeps us running. You know, we set a goal, we achieve it, we move on to the next one, or we're just so busy in the doing of life and the day-to-day of life and just continuing, keeping on, that we rarely have the time or the space or consider pausing and celebrating and acknowledging, you know, what you've done, what you've achieved, how you've grown, what you've learned, because we're just on to the next thing. Like, that's how we go. Oh, I didn't even mention that in the time after the podcast led to a book deal, and I wrote 3 books, and then I wrote an Audible original. I mean, that podcast, it all started with Tiff XO and Tiffany Hall. Anyway, so slowing down, acknowledging success, acknowledging achievements, and celebrating wins. Like, what do you have to celebrate? And I'm talking about me, but this is really all about how you can use this for yourself as well. What have you achieved? How have you grown? What have you learned? What can you reflect on? What do you need to review, revise, reconsider at this point in your life? Or if you've got a milestone coming up, like, how can you mark that date and then intentionally use that rather than just letting it go by, like just another day? How can you intentionally use that date for your benefit? You know, use it in a meaningful way. I think the other really important thing about milestones too, just to be really balanced in the how we present this idea, is that sometimes it can bring up a bit of, God, I thought I'd be further along by now. You know, sometimes it's not always celebrating achievements. Sometimes it's, I've been at this for this long and I'm still not where I thought I would be, or I still haven't achieved the thing that I wanted to achieve. So I really think that it's important also to bring that self-compassion that I'm always banging on about. You know, be kind to yourself. There's no race and there's no competition. The sense of urgency that we get caught up in, or feeling like we're supposed to be at a certain point by a certain time, or none of that is really helpful, but it can be useful. It can be useful to consider whether you might be falling into a bit of the old sunk cost fallacy. If you are continuing to pour yourself into something that doesn't work for you anymore, maybe that's where, you know, Tiff was at with TXO. Again, I haven't talked to her, so don't go quoting me on that. But, you know, I'm just speculating, you know, maybe it got to the point where sometimes you stick at something. We're so dogged in our determination to stick with something and see it through and build it and create the thing that we said that we were going to create. And maybe those milestones, you know, another year rolls around or another 6 month mark or whatever, and it gives you the opportunity to go, you know what, is this still valid for me? Like, am I just pouring my energy and heart and soul into something that actually I just need to be able to let go of? You know, maybe it's not ever going to be what I wanted it to be, or maybe I've got everything out of it that I needed to, and I just need to cut my losses and move on to something else. And to be able to be honest about that and to be kind to yourself about that as well, when you're doing that reflecting about where you're at and what's next. And it may not be that you walk away, like I said before. It may be that you consider, do I need to pivot? Is there something that I need to change? Do I need to realign or reimagine what this might be, or what I want for the next whatever period, 5 years, the next 8 years, for me the next 2 years, maybe till I get into the 10-year anniversary of the podcast. Oh, that's going to be so exciting. So I guess all of this is just to say that when we achieve these milestones, it is a really, really great opportunity to do some proper intentional reflection, celebrate achievements, don't let them go by, be intentional in your reflections. If you can journal about things, if you can really spend the time to really think about it. I mean, I could easily just say, oh, wow, 8 years, gee, wow, so much has changed. But I know I could also spend a lot more time considering all of the things that I've learned and the ways that I've grown. And there's so much there. There's so much to be learned and reflected on that is useful. And then, of course, looking forward to what's next. What's the next iteration? What do you want the next stage to look like? What do you want this next chapter to look like in your life? So there is really something about rituals that is really supportive of our well-being. Like I said, they're important markers, just these dates. But if you have rituals around certain events, then they build a sense of meaning, a sense of, if it involves other people, a sense of belonging, a sense of shared purpose, kind of shared identity, shared values. You know, I'm just talking generally here. So depending on what your milestone is that might be coming up in your life, but having some sort of events, things that you do, ways that you get together, or even just personally, the rituals that you create in your own life can be really important and supportive psychologically. So, you know, even if you just take yourself or go with your partner, or, you know, take yourself out for dinner or get a pizza in, or, you know, whatever it is that you do just to mark a milestone, it doesn't have to be big, expensive things. It just can be something that you do for yourself that is just meaningful to you, to acknowledge and mark those important milestones in your life, whatever they may be. And it can be 6 months in your new job. It can be, you know, every year of the anniversary of the date that you moved into your house or whatever it is in your life. I can only speak really broadly and hope that you can take something that might be relevant to you in your life. So have a think about that. And I really would invite you to spend some time, if you've got the time, to look back and reflect on what you have accomplished, what you have achieved, whether it's in the past year, the past 5 years, the past 8 years since the podcast started. How have you grown? How have you changed? What challenges have you faced? Is there an important marker or milestone that you've skipped over and you maybe haven't been intentional about acknowledging or celebrating or have been avoiding for some reason? Could you use this opportunity to spend a bit of time acknowledging that, even if it's past now? Or is there one coming up that you just want to mark, make a note of that you don't want to miss it? And one really nice exercise to do, just I'll wrap this up, but a really nice exercise to do is to like draw a line along a piece of paper that is almost like your lifeline, your lifeline. You can do it from left to right across a page. And then along that line, just marking out all of the significant events, the significant moments or milestones in your life. It could be career changes. It could be relationship changes. It could be health issues that you've faced. It could be your parenting, personal achievements, goals that you've achieved, positive ones and negative ones. And as you do that exercise and you mark out all of those important pivotal points, and you don't have to do this all in one go. This can be something that you work on over time. You can think about what the meaning of each of those events was, like what did you learn or how did you grow or how did that change you or shape you? It can be a really, really useful exercise to do. I think I've mentioned something similar before when I talked about your personal narrative, your narrative identity, if you want to listen back to that episode, but you don't have to wait for an anniversary to do this exercise and to actually mark out what some of the big milestones have been in your life. What strengths did you build? What did you learn about yourself? These are all really useful questions. And all of the big events in our lives, the big moments in life have really contributed to making you who you are. So if it feels right for you, maybe make a note to do that little exercise. And don't forget to leave space for the future. And maybe as you stretch your timeline out in front of you, you can think about what would you like to put on there for the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? If you were to stretch your timeline out into the future, what are the significant milestones or markers that you're looking forward to achieving or that you would like to achieve? Put it on paper. We're doing a little series in Beyond Happy at the moment about how we create the life we love, a little bit of the science and a little bit of the woo-woo about the manifestation and specifically a little bit of the science. And one of the most important things is to get really clear and specific about what it is that you want to create. So maybe that could be a useful exercise to do. Thank you so much, as always, for being here. Such a pleasure to be doing this podcast for the last 8 years. And honest to God, such a bloody privilege. It is a very, very different podcasting environment than it was 8 years ago. And I feel so lucky to still be here, to still have you listening. And all of the episodes in the back catalog are there for you. If you weren't here from the beginning, you can go back and hear Tiff and I talking 8 years ago. We're still there. But thank you so much for being here. I cannot wait to catch you next week for another fabulous episode of Crappy to Happy. Crappy to Happy is created and produced by me, Cass Dunn. If you enjoy the show, please hit the follow button wherever you listen to ensure you never miss an episode. Share with a friend to get me into the ears of more lovely listeners, and I would love for you to leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much for being here, and I cannot wait to catch you next week for another fabulous episode of Crappy to Happy.